So today I want to share a story about an event that happened in my life that really sucked when it happened. And now looking back on it years later, I realized that it was the single most important thing that could have possibly happened to me. And it was the best thing that could have happened to me. Let's get to it.
Welcome to the Action Academy Podcast.
Stand back while I celebrate freedom.
The show where we help you achieve financial independence with the mindsets, methods, and actionable steps from guests who've already earned their freedom.
The flags of freedom fly.
Choose to do what you want.
What you want.
With who you want.
With who you want.
When you want.
When you want.
With another episode today. Now, here's your host, Brian Lubin.
Good morning to all you beautiful, beautiful people, or good afternoon, depends on when you listen to your podcast. This is your host, as always, Brian Lubin, here in a rainy Milan, Italy. Now, guys, I'm sorry. I am probably confusing the hell out of you with my geolocations in each of these podcasts. So whenever I'm posting a solo show, that's going to be more live and that's going to be where I actually am. And whenever I post these guest interviews, they're normally recorded 1 month ago. So there's a month lag between the interviews for the most part. So whenever I'm doing a guest interview moving forward, I'm going to purposely either edit out or try not to talk about whatever location I'm in because it's confusing. Anyways, what's up, guys? How are y'all? So today I want to talk about the concept of blessings versus lessons, and it is a phrase that we use a lot in the South. So if I say it in my actual Southern voice, it'd be blessings versus lessons. And while I am religious, that is not necessarily the context of today's show, because what we are talking about is how events in life are going to happen regardless of you liking them or not. And things tend to happen for a reason when they're supposed to happen. So sometimes we find ourselves on the mountaintop, whether it be our day or week or month or year, and everything's going exactly like we wanted it to. And we're so happy and fired up and things are going so well. And sometimes we're down in the valley where things are just going terribly. And there's some earth-shattering event that completely changes the course and trajectory of your life, or something happens that just really sucks in the moment. But then you can look back on that afterwards down the line and say, man, if that thing did not happen, my life would not be what it is today. Who can relate, right? Raise your hand, unless you're driving. Please don't raise your hand and crash and die, because I don't want you to be that part of the valley of my mountain. So today I want to share a story about an event that happened in my life that really sucked when it happened. And now looking back on it, years later, I realized that it was the single most important thing that could have possibly happened to me, and it was the best thing that could have happened to me. Let's get to it. So I graduated college, and I got my first big boy job, you know, where I was a B2B sales rep in a Fortune 500 company, and it was a job that I shouldn't have gotten right out of college, but I did. And so I jump into this position, and I was so excited to finally try my hand at the real world. You know what I mean? You know, remember that feeling where you're like, okay, cool. Like, it's time, finally. So guys, for the first 2 years, I put everything I had into this job. It was completely my identity. I was the corporate sales guy with my clean-shaven face, shirt and tie, excited to go to work every morning, so pumped. I was listening to an hour of sales podcasts on the way to work. I was listening to hours of podcasts in between appointments, and I was listening to sales podcasts on the way home. So I was averaging 3 to 4 hours of B2B sales podcasts every single day, where I was learning closing techniques, opening questions, different sales processes and cycles. And that's what I did for fun. I had a whole library at home of hundreds of sales books, and this is all I did for 2 years. So that first year, I made it to the top 30% of the company, and I ended the year at about 86,000. So 86K for my first year out of college. And that was freaking awesome. And then I got promoted to the main sales rep position, to where it's like, okay, this is time. This is the show. Now, in the company, in any sales organization, you have what's called President's Club and Diamond Level for the most part. They're sometimes called different things. President's Club is normally the top 10% of the company in sales volume, and then Diamond is normally the top 5%. So when I got promoted, everyone told me, hey man, Year one is going to be a learning year. It's going to be very difficult. Year two or three, you're going to have an opportunity to hit diamond level, President's Club. And I said, no, I'm going to hit it my first year. Come hell or high water, like, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm here to do. And it was my first experience, ladies and gentlemen, of setting a big, hairy, audacious goal, of having that vision. And this is my first experience of really getting into self-development and doing the vision work, doing the visualization, writing out my goals. This was the first practical application of having this massive goal that nobody does and figuring out how the heck to hit it. For people that are still in this position, I would recommend the book, The Miracle Equation by Hal Elrod. And Hal Elrod's also the author of The Miracle Morning, but that is what I did. I did my morning routine and I wrote down my goals and I said, no matter what, there's no other option. These are the actions I'm taking every single day. I'm making 50 phone calls. I'm dropping in on 10 places in person. We call them on-site visits. And I had all these KPIs that I was going to do no matter what. There was no other option to hit this goal. So our company ran on a fiscal year. So it began in June. So from June till January, essentially, that was Q1, Q2, and then Q3, Q4 leading up into June of next year. So I start my plan and I'm doing everything. I'm working 60 hours a week. I'm doing everything in my power to hit this goal. Q1, Q2 go through and they're going well. I'm kind of on pace. Q3 starts slowing down a little bit, but I've kind of got some momentum. Everything is working out relatively well. Then what happens? This is 2020. COVID hits. We are selling uniforms to factories. What shuts down first? The factories. And so we are at the end of Q3, looking at Q4, and we have no idea what's going on. This is literally that March, April, May when COVID hit. And we have no idea what we're doing as a company. I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm like, okay, cool. I guess it's time to give up on my dream. But then I said, heck no, everyone's backing up. It's time for me to get in. Because what happens when you get punched in the face? You're either going to get out of the fight or you're going to lean the heck into the fight. And that's what I did. And so I immediately started cold emailing people and CEOs of these massive companies. And I was saying, hey, you know, we are going to disinfect the uniforms. We'll come and do a disinfectant service at your facilities and at your factories. And I started getting blown up with emails back because nobody else was prospecting at this time. I was the only one. And so I was directly emailing the CEOs and they were taking meetings with me. So what ended up happening was I set a company record for that quarter to where I sold more in that quarter than most people do in their entire year. And I hit my goal. I hit diamond level. Not only was I top 5% of the company, I was in the top 10 individual reps and I got to number 8 out of 5,079 in my position. And I finally hit the goal that I've been dreaming about and visualizing every single night for 2 years. So guys, here's where this applies because this isn't just about me. This is a perfect example of what we're talking about today. I made it to the mountaintop and I realized that I was climbing the wrong mountain. Here's what happens next. I am so excited about accomplishing my first massive goal to where it worked. And I was like, everything works that I'm talking about and that I'm reading about. And I did it. And I'm so proud of myself. Then I get a phone call from the VP of the company. And he says, hey, man, just so you know, we're making you the rookie of the year because you did this in your first year. Also, this has never been done before, but we're also awarding you sales rep of the year. So you've won 3 awards simultaneously in your first year in this position. So these are the 3 awards that nobody ever wins in the company. And I got them all in that first year. So I'm calling my mom. I'm calling my family. I'm doing like a happy dance. I don't even care, guys. You can know about it. This was my entire identity. And when you hit President's Club and Diamond Level, you go on a week-long vacation and they sponsor it and you get this massive bonus. I was slotted for like a $70,000 cash bonus on top of my compensation. And I was going to go in this massive auditorium with all these people and they were going to clap and applaud while I walked down this red carpet and go up onto the stage and get my awards. And I dreamed about that moment and visualized about it every single night for 2 years. And then I was going to be able to get my picture taken with the CEO and all that stuff. Here's what happens. The night before we're supposed to go on this trip, we get an email that says, President's Club is canceled because of COVID. No more trip. We're not doing a presentation. We're going to have a PowerPoint slide. if you could please submit to your sales manager your headshot for us to do a PowerPoint slide. Also, because we're doing layoffs in the company, we are not awarding you any extra additional compensation. So our apologies, but we're not giving you $70,000. And so it came time for the President's Club call, which was a five-hour conference call that nobody wanted to be on. And my slide came up, and I watched it sitting by myself in my house, just sitting there. And that was the most depressed I've probably ever been in my life, and it really sucked. And I know some of you may be listening to this, and you're like, oh my God, this is so stupid. Like, I can't believe this. But think to whatever goal that you worked really hard to accomplish. Maybe you built up this business and you spent 5 years on this business, and then all of a sudden it burst up in flames. Maybe you were investing in real estate and then 2008 happened. Maybe you were dating the love of your life for 10 years and then on the wedding day, everything fell apart. Or maybe you went through a divorce. Just think about whatever happens in life whenever you are giving everything that you've got to something and then it does not end up happening the way that you want it to. It really knocks you off your rocker and it really puts you back down into a really dark place. And so that's where I stayed for a while. So the reason I'm posting this today is because I'm looking on LinkedIn, I'm looking on Facebook, and I'm still friends with a lot of the people that I worked with on social media. And they have finally done their first in-person President's Club celebration since that event happened to me. And now they have the stage, they have the beach trip, they have the money coming. And all these people that I used to work with that were killers and rock stars, they're all on stage right now receiving their awards. And so that brought that back up to my mind. And I thought about it. And I was like, you know what? If that hadn't have happened to me the way that it happened, I wouldn't be sitting here in Italy today doing this podcast or doing a podcast at all. I would still be working in that company. I would probably be a sales manager, trying to become a vice president, trying to work my way up through the corporate ladder still. Because what happened was when that event happened and it sucked so bad, I said, I am never going to do this again. I'm never going to have this happen to me again. I am going to take control of my fate and my destiny, and I'm going to invest in real estate. I'm going to invest in mastermind groups. I'm going to invest in being an entrepreneur. I'm going to invest in this new group called GoBundance. I'm going to earn my financial freedom. And so that was the moment where I woke up from the matrix and I was like, okay, it's time. And looking back, ladies and gentlemen, like none of that was personal to me. Like the company wasn't like, oh, let's screw Brian, you know, let's pull one over on him. No, it was COVID. Things happen how they're supposed to happen. And I was supposed to feel what I felt at that moment. And now it fundamentally changed the course and trajectory of my entire life. So use this story today and apply it to all those moments of your life that really freaking sucked. And remember the quote that we said at the beginning of the episode, things that happen to us are either a blessing or a lesson. And the faster that you build that muscle that's asking, what am I supposed to learn here whenever something goes wrong or something really sucks in your life, the better that your quality of life and quality of success and quality of goal achievement will be. I guarantee it, because it's a muscle that you build and it gets stronger and stronger every single time, to where now when something goes wrong in my life, I say, okay, where do I go from here? Why did this happen? What lesson am I supposed to take from this? Like as it's happening. So hope you guys enjoyed this today. I tried not to ramble too much. Hopefully I kept it as short as possible, and hopefully you got some impact from this. As always, if you did and you're still listening, please subscribe to the show, top right corner. Share this with some family, friends. And as always, talk to you tomorrow.